your hands, a life-giving book.
So it's going to give a... They can also get the book on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Right. Yeah. I think they know that.
And, okay, and there's a telephone number, too, they can call to order it direct.
Yeah. All right. Well, friends, it has been great to be with you here today on Viewpoint. And a big thank you to Daryl Arends for joining us from Arizona. And those of you out there in Connecticut and Massachusetts, make sure that you give a call to John Langevin, 413-593-3965, for the breakfast reservation. This will be your last opportunity, your last notice on that. Again, the phone number, 413-593-3965. God bless you. Be a blessing and consider becoming a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
Thank you very much, Sean.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, if the next hour they're going to be your views as well, because we're going to do open lines. We were supposed to have Melody with us tonight, but Melody's under the weather, so it's going to be open lines, and we'll look forward to whatever you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And suddenly we can just briefly mention the Occupy Wall Street movement spread all across the world. This spontaneous, leaderless movement, of course, has captured the imagination of people all across the world, and people are turning out in large numbers. Last night, there was a great deal of unrest in Oakland, and the police had several confrontations with the demonstrators. But this is happening all across America with this spontaneous, leaderless movement. Now, do you really believe that this is spontaneous and leaderless? Well, then, if you don't believe that, you probably believe it's being organized by the communists and by the socialists and by certainly George Soros and Tides Foundation, his various organizations, because that is what you're being told over and over again. And after all, if everybody's saying it, it must be true. But the question is it true? Yes, I'm sure that there are communists involved in this movement. I'm sure there are socialists and Marxists involved. I'm sure that George Soros and some of his followers are involved. But I can remember, certainly looking back on Vietnam, when something similar happened and the demonstrations we had at that time, and I accepted what everybody else was saying. And yet I always had that uneasy feeling I was missing something. there was always an X factor out there. What was that X factor? I had no idea. I read whatever all the other conservatives were reading. I went to many major centers. I went to universities. I talked to world leaders. I traveled to South Africa. I went through Colonel House's papers at the Sterling Library at Yale University. I went through Professor Quigley's papers at Georgetown University. I visited the Council on Foreign Relations on several times, but there was always something else. There was a mysterious factor that just didn't seem to fit in at all. There was an X factor. And then, of course, when I read Constance Cambe's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, and then I had an opportunity of meeting Constance and talking to her several times, I realized the spiritual implications of what is really going on in the world. And of course, that was 30 years ago. I think we probably met Constance about 1982. And we've really been friends ever since that time. And I have the greatest respect for her. She's certainly done the yeoman's work as far as trying to understand the forces at work within this worldwide occult movement, where there are literally millions of people who worship a different god. And this is really what it's all about. And because basically, not until you can understand why Shirley MacLaine in the docudrama was out on a limb, would stand on the beach, arms outstretched, wind streaming through her hair, shouting, "I am God." Why the fellow with the sweat lodge down there, I think it was in Arizona where so many people died, would tell them, "I am God." Why, of course, the secret in Rhonda Byrne's book, the secret is, "I am God, and you're not God, ladies and gentlemen. You're not God." Well, we've got Bob calling us from Michigan. Let's see what he has to say. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Great, Dr. Stan. How about you?
No complaints at all. I've got so much to be thankful.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. the Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Fast on a weekly basis, maybe 24 hours, 36 hours. Well, he says it makes him feel better. He wants to know if this is a medically sound thing to do. And I simply pointed out that it's medically known that the people who do restrict their caloric intake, they don't have to be in a complete fast, but if they really markedly decrease their caloric intake, they're going to live longer, they're going to be far healthier, and there's certainly nothing wrong with simply fasting a couple of days at a time. I know people who fasted many weeks at a time and really greatly benefited both physiologically and psychologically, and many times I think it draws you closer to the Lord. I tell the phone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open line, so Bob, did you have something else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Well, I just wanted to really encourage people out there to try fasting. As you said, Dr. Stan, it will draw you closer to the Lord. And today I finished a fast, and at the end of it, I just... hope it was not my imagination. I'll be willing to concede that, but I just felt like the Holy Spirit was so imminent, and I was just worshiping the Lord with tears. You know, it was just wonderful, and it's so wonderful to enjoy the presence of God.
Well, I think anything that helps draw you closer to our Lord is a wonderful thing, and thanks very much for calling, Bob. I pretty appreciate it.
Thank you.
God bless. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have something you would like to talk about. And we can talk about certainly what's happened over in Europe. Have they solved the financial problem? And I will tell you, they have not solved the financial problem. They put off the day of reckoning for a time. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there is a timetable. I'm not privy to the timetable. I certainly have no way of knowing when things are really going to get bad. Certainly, Lindsay has suggested by the end of next year, there is going to certainly be some very serious problems economically. He was told many years ago by his friend Ken Fromm that the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Now, do I know that's going to happen? No. I do believe that the dollar is going to have a lot more problems, and it could, well, certainly no longer be the world reserve currency by that time. But I'm not a prophet, and certainly there's so much conflicting information out there. All I can tell you is that we're heading into very, very difficult times, and I am firmly convinced that the people who are running the world are operating on a timetable. And that timetable, whether it has to do with something seriously happened in 2012, we do know, of course, the ancient Mayan calendar ends in 2012. We do know that certainly there were some prophecies by Nostradamus about this year. We do know that the ancient Jewish prophets, or I should the rabbis, already felt that their Messiah was going to be coming in 2012. Is this simply all coincidence? Could very, very well be. What was really so interesting, though, was a conversation we had with Constance Cumby. It was just last night when she was with us. And she says, as she reads the occult literature, which is put out today by this vast network of people affiliated with the Lucius Trust and certainly David Spangler, and all of these people who are deeply involved with the New Age, they all seem to have been talking in recent years that 2012 is going to be a pivotal year. So we're just going to have to wait and see. Figure or make your plans as if the whole thing is going to end tomorrow, and it may drag on for many years, but be prepared for very difficult times. Now, I do know that this whole thing has been intentionally precipitated. There was no reason for it. They were really doing amazingly well with their artificial monetary system. And certainly they were able to maintain a very prosperous economy, certainly here in the United States. And yet, of course, they precipitated the current contraction back in 2008, specifically by allowing Bear Stearns and by allowing Lehman Brothers to go under, these two major United States banks. And they didn't have to do that. Of course, basically, we were told that, well, the Fed couldn't intervene because they didn't have the authority to do that. And then we found out, as a result of the legislation that was passed, and to Senator Bernie Sanders, who put a stipulation in the legislation that was passed, that the Fed had to tell what it had done. And suddenly we find that the Federal Reserve System created some $16 trillion out of nothing and gave it to banks all throughout the world. So why didn't they give it to Lehman Brothers and keep it from going down? I believe that they wanted what's going on. Now, where do we stand today? Where will we stand today is that Greece and certainly the so-called pig nations in Europe, I'm talking about Portugal, Ireland, and then, of course, you have Greece and Spain and Italy. Remember, Italy is the third largest economy in Europe. France is the second largest economy. Germany is the first largest economy. And Germany isn't in bad shape, but France is tenuous and Italy is very, very tenuous. But basically, of course, all of these have tremendous debt. What the average American doesn't understand is that we have tremendous debt here in the United States as well. In fact, in many respects, we're even worse off than Greece is. But we have the advantage that we can simply print money out of nothing. Greece can't do that because they're a member of the euro. And, of course, they're not allowed to print their own money. And so as a result of that, why, of course, they are certainly at the mercy of the banks. And, of course, they have to turn to the other countries over there. Now, what has happened in the agreement, and I don't have all the details, but I do know that the meeting they had this couple of days ago over the weekend, why they decided that the banks would actually have to take a 50% haircut. Now, that simply means that they would lose 50% of the money that they're owed by Greece. Since, of course, they create the money out of nothing, it wouldn't seem like they'd be in too much trouble. But the whole reserve banking system is based upon people repaying their loans. And when you're leveraged, as many of these banks are, I mean, 20 to 30 to 1, and you lose that $1, why, of course, then you have to call in another $20 or $30 to cover the $1 you've lost. And so then, of course, we have the derivative contract, which are nothing more than insurance policies written, say that it's guaranteed that if you will not lose if Greece defaults, and somebody then has to come up with money to cover that insurance policy. And many of these derivatives have been written by American banks. They're insurance policies, but there's no money to pay this off. This could have tremendous implications as far as America is concerned. Basically, the European countries have agreed to put up about a trillion and a quarter dollars, equivalent of that, to meet the problem. The only trouble is they're going to need at least probably closer to $6 trillion to meet the deficits of Italy and Spain and the major countries. Portugal's not so much of a problem, but they're not about to do it. Germany, at least, has said they're not going to put up any further money. But basically, you must understand that there is no way that they can allow this thing to fall apart over there. Why? Because, of course, they need to have a united Europe. It's a stepping stone to this global government. They want a united Europe. They want a united North American hemisphere. They want a united South American hemisphere. They want a united Africa. They want a united Asia. They want a united, certainly Pacific Basin. they want all of these things because each of them are linchpins in this move to unite the world. This is what it's all about. And if you understand, there's always something much larger behind the scenes, and this is what it's about. This age-old plan, which you can trace back to the time of Nimrod, to bring about the world government, and certainly the Persians tried to do it, and the Greeks tried to do it, and the Romans tried to do it. They all failed, and, well, certainly this movement put together by Cecil Rhodes almost 110 years ago is coming closer than anybody else has to accomplishing that goal. Going to be fascinating to see what happens. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But in the meantime, I think there's going to be crisis after crisis after crisis. And I do believe, of course, they're going to take us into a war with the Muslim world. It'll be a very, very great distraction. There'll be an incident, maybe like another Pearl Harbor, to rally the American people into a willingness to go to war. But, of course, an awful lot of people are going to die. That's a wonderful distraction. And as we're watching the people die on television, we move ever closer towards that one-world government with a one-world leader who is the Antichrist. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call. We'd like to know what you think on this subject or any other subject at all. It's open lines, and so our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
My goodness, well, it looks like a terrible series, and I'm certainly not going to watch it, and I think there should be an outcry. I share your concern having...
I don't think that the people that ever, you know, raised all of the hullabaloo about the Playboy Club ever watched a program. Or,
right.
You know, and found out really what it was all about. Unfortunately, they probably misnamed it. Should have done something else with it, but you know, and all right, they brought up Hugh Hefner's, you know, name in this, but the whole thing was the fact that so much of it had some good storyline to it, and it had some substance. But I could watch that, and it was you could watch the men who were, you know, the political part of it, and it was interesting. And I found, you know, you became with the girl, as I say, with the girls that you found out why they were there, their backgrounds, what, you know, what was troubling them. There was some substance to this. It wasn't just something about sex at all. But this horrible thing that they're going to put on, I mean, as I said, I watched one time and I saw the previews of this Grimm, and I can't even bear to watch it anymore.
Well, Barbara, I think they are desensitizing us to horror, and this is the impression I get from seeing the previews to this film or series. It's going to be grim, and I hope that there will be an outcry from the Christian a segment of our population. I agree with you totally. Anything else?
No, that was it. I decided I had to say something about this.
Well, basically, when you realize that they're playing games with our minds, that's what television's all about, is controlling our reality and desensitizing us to horror. God bless you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Sir. Okay, bye. Fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open line. So we have Paul from Texas on the line. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Doing good, Dr. Stan. Good evening.
Good to have a question or comment. All right. What do you want to talk about? It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
Okay. I had gone to the Occupy Federal Reserve in Houston and met Alex up there, Alex Jones, and everybody was on the same page. It was all about audit the Fed and the Fed, basically. Well, here in Galveston, they had Occupy Wall Street. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go down there and talk to a few people and see, you know, if the media is reporting this correctly, because I don't trust the media. And so I went down there and I asked the first person, I said, you know, what are you, you know, what is your, I said, well, we're occupying Wall Street. And I said, well, you know, what are you, you know, what is your idea, you know, of what you want to do? And they said, well, they have all that money. We need to redistribute the wealth. And I walked away thinking, you know, sounds about communism to me.
Well, but you have to understand there are some of the people there are communists and some of them are socialists and many of them are very liberal. But certainly behind this whole thing are powerful occult forces who have always used communism. Communism is created by these occult forces, as was socialism. But I think you're absolutely right. There's a lot of these people say, look, wealthy people have the money and we want it, rather than saying, you know, basically we have a wicked banking system that's allowed certain people to accumulate great wealth. What we need is a free banking system. What we need are state banks. What we need are to hold these people who've created these wars responsible for what we've done, rather than simply, you know, pass more laws, strengthen the government's control over our lives, and in the process, they strengthen the power of government. It'll not only take away the money from the people of great wealth, it'll take away our freedom. And what most people don't understand is this whole socialist Marxist movement, much of this is funded by people of great wealth who want an all-powerful government, because they want to wipe out the middle class, and certainly they want a two-level society. Those are the great wealth and the very, very poor. And communism and socialism has been funded by people like the Rockefellers and the Fords and the Carnegies, and certainly the Mellons and all of these. That is the secret that has been so carefully kept. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Paul will be back here in just a moment, and I want to hear the rest of your thoughts. Give us.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Well informed, listens to my program, listens to Alex regularly, went to tours to the Occupy Wall Street in Austin, and they were demonstrating in front of the offices of the Federal Reserve System there. And they, of course, wanted to investigate the Federal Reserve, wanted to investigate the banking system, wanted to find out simply what was the bankers were doing with the money. But then, of course, when Paul went to the same movement, holding meetings in Houston, talked to the people there, what did they want? What they wanted, ever bigger government. They wanted government to seize the money of the wealthy and redistribute the wealth. That's a socialist answer to the problem. And what most people do not understand is that many people of great wealth push socialism and globalism. Why? Because when you centralize all power with government, government then can use that power to impoverish the people. And what people do not understand is that you get many of the heads of the corporate various corporations, and they're Democrats. And they are the sort of people who would put Barack Obama, who is an avowed socialist, into power. And they, why do they want that? Because they want an all-powerful government. They want to circumvent the Constitution. They know full well that, of course, when all power is in government, why, of course, it will be the votes of the congressmen, and they can buy the votes of the congressmen. We have the finest congressmen that money could buy. In fact, I was reading, I think that the approval rating on Congress now is hardly 15%. And it's only 15% of the people have any confidence in Congress at all. And that is well justified, because most of the congressmen refuse to support our Constitution. They do, of course, what they are paid to do by the people who provide the money to get them reelected. And they want to get reelected because, of course, it's very nice to be a congressman. But it's even nicer to get that big salary and then to get the big pensions. And then to get the health care benefits. Remember, when Lyndon Johnson was elected to Congress, and this would have been probably in the late 1940s, early 1950s, he didn't even have enough money to go to Washington, D.C. on his own. He had to borrow money for the train ticket to Washington, D.C. And he stayed there for 30 years or more. And when he returned to Texas, he was one of the richest men in Texas. Do you honestly believe that came from his congressional salary? Of course not. It came from the fact that he was certainly a wicked, wicked man, and he used his position in Congress to enrich himself and enrich his wife and Lady Bird Johnson and to provide for all of his mistresses. And we actually have an interview with one of his mistresses in our four-tape set, our second four-tape set on the JFK assassination. But understand that so many of our congressmen today, not all of them, there are a small group back there, that really are concerned, and I think many of the people in the Tea Party were elected are concerned in trying to do the right thing. But after you've been there for a while you become part of the system, and you want to stay at all costs, because it's nice to be known as the honorable this or the honorable that, because basically, ladies and gentlemen, these are not honorable people. They have sworn to uphold the Constitution, and they consistently undermine it. And basically, this is why I think that Ron Paul is doing such a great job, because he's adhering to the Constitution. He talks about the Constitution, and he tries to focus our attention on the Constitution. He's consistent in what he does. And his plan to cut $1 trillion from the budget on his first year in office by doing away with the Office of Homeland, pardon me, the Department of Housing and Urban Development. doing away with the Department of Interior, doing away with the Department of Commerce and Education, Energy, and cutting back on all these others. And he doesn't do away with EPA. He's just going to cut their budget, and I'm sure he can cut $1 trillion from the budget the first year. None of the rest of them are talking about cutting. They're talking about, oh, let's have a value-added tax. Let's have a flat tax. Let's give you a choice between your regular taxes and the flat tax. And Perry sounds really great, but Perry's, of course, has been to Bilderberg meetings. Herman Cain sounds great, but he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. They're all being run by the same people we talk about. And, well, right now we've got Bill calling from the great state of Washington. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But ladies and gentlemen, many people in this Occupy movement are simply people who know something's wrong and they would like to change it, but they don't know what's wrong. They don't understand our Constitution. And they certainly don't understand that behind the communists and the socialists and the Marxists and the George Soros's is this powerful spiritual force that Constance Cumby talks about, the Lucis Trust, used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And if you read the writings of the occultists, they will tell you this is their movement, because they, of course, have been instrumental in funding and fomenting communism since its very inception. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I was just going to say that, I respect anybody that gets out there and demonstrates and dissents against the things that are being done, the injustices, and just like the Iraq vet who in Oakland his head was smashed and the police hit him with a projectile. But I was just going to say that with that kind of thing, it's like, imagine if there was that many people as you have all around this country right now, and it was a constitution movement, and the people were behind a lawyer or somebody with law experience like Kucinich or Ralph Nader or somebody who knows the Constitution. It could be a libertarian, but specifically bringing charges against Bush and Cheney and Obama for war crimes, for violating the Geneva Conventions, which are ratified treaty, law of the land, according to the Constitution, the holding people without trial, the denial of habeas corpus, all of these issues. If there was that many people who right now are just having these slogans of, you know, we were ripped off, if it was more specific and they actually took it to court and said, no, Obama, you don't have the right to deny detainees a right to challenge their detention. You don't have that right against the judicial branch, or to say, no, you cannot deny the torture, the people who have been tortured from having sued against Bush, because we need to look forward. If people would take this to court and say, no, you know, the legislature does is not superseded by the executive. But people aren't doing that.
I share your concerns, Bill. The thing, Chris, we might ask, where the president gets off actually killing people, and they target, he has a list of people to be assassinated. This one fellow, Al-Walki, he was over there in Yemen. They just sent a couple of drones over, and they killed him. He was an American citizen. He was never convicted of anything. They simply killed him. And, of course, if they wanted to arrest him, they could have sent certainly Green Berets. They knew where he was. They could have gotten him. But they didn't want to. They wanted to kill him. And that is totally unconscionable. It is murder. We still have a constitution. He has a right to be charged and to defend himself against charges. But, unfortunately, people in Washington do no longer believe in the Constitution. You see, Bill, what people don't understand is the reason they're not out there demonstrating on the right issues and trying to do what is right is because they're powerful spiritual forces that have blinded the people of this spiritually. If you read the occult literature, and this is why the interview we had last night with Constance Cumby was so important, and if you didn't hear it, I hope you go to our archives and listen to it, is because she reads the occult literature, and you can get the information off of her blog, or she sends me things all the time, coming out of the Lucius Trust. Most people don't even know what it was, but it used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And if you read their material, they'll tell you that Lucifer was a pretty good guy. I mean, he just got a bad rap. And they're solidly behind this whole Occupy movement. That is the X factor that everybody's missed. That we are involved in a spiritual battle. We think it's being fought on the, I hear it, but it's really being fought on the spiritual level. It is manifested by what's going on today. But so many good Americans are spiritually blind, and they will follow blindly along without ever really understanding what this is really all about. I share your concern, but we've got to make people understand our Constitution, and we've got to make them understand these supernatural forces that are energizing this so-called Occupy movement. This is the X factor nobody talks about. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I hope that if anything, that some good can come out of it. I don't doubt what you say, that there's that element. I might interpret it a little bit differently. I do know that there are people being led in groups to chant in unison by leaders that are basically infiltrators from different groups, some of which have had CIA connections. Sure. Or National Endowment for Democracy, people who've been engaged in different revolutions that were parts of CIA operations. Like, for example, one was this Otspor Canvas, which is was connected to getting rid of Milosevic, in that sort of humanitarian intervention that was during the Clinton years. But they have these agents in the crowds, and they're using the consensus process. And anytime you have people in this leader follower chanting type thing, you know that it's not legitimate protest.
Well, let me just point out that I was reading this article about how this is a leaderless society movement. There's just a leaderless movement. In fact, they're having meetings to train the leaders for the leaderless movement. And basically, of course, it costs a lot of money to put these things on, but they provide food and lodging and training to train the leaders for the leaderless movement. Who's putting up the money? And then, of course, they have facilitators at these meetings. Now, a facilitator is the person who is there, of course, to get the consensus from the group. The facilitator is there to get everybody in unison on the goal and objective. Who is providing the facilitators? Who's providing the meeting hall? Who's providing the food and lodging to train the peoples for the leaderless movement? It is totally paradoxical. It doesn't make any sense unless you understand there are powerful, very well financed forces behind this. And basically, as Constance was saying, 30 years ago, why, of course, they were trying to do exactly the same thing, and they thought this was going to bring about their new world leader. The wealth of the world is really controlled by the people in this world occult movement. This is what people don't understand. The Rockefeller family has been involved in this. The Carnegies, certainly J.P. Morgan was deeply involved in astrology. Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. The Mellons, the Whitney family. I mean, you go back and you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, The History of the World in Our Time, and he talks about all of these great families that were so involved in manipulating the world. But Professor Quigley did not understand they were all tied into the occult because, of course, he was coming from a totally secular point of view and did not recognize the spiritual component of this movement that essentially directs the governments of both Great Britain and the United States. So go ahead, Bill.
Well, like I was saying, I hope that, you know, there's some people that are legitimately against the Afghan war, the Iraq war, the Libya invasion, violations of the Constitution, torture. If they want to go in and they want to demonstrate and get arrested because that makes them feel they're speaking out, I think that's a good thing. But I don't doubt what you say about the thing being manipulated. It's highly suspect, for one thing, that the corporate media would give it this much attention, because all through the Bush years, you never had the media covering anti-war protests, and part of the reason was they wanted to sell the war. They wanted to sell the patriotism and the, stimulate the economy with war and, you know, weapons and bombs and all of the things of the military-industrial complex. Well, they're not doing that now. Now they're really giving a lot of attention to protests. And as you see, like, things flaring up all over the world, you have the weather and you have the economy collapsing, you have uprisings all over the world, and then you have people basically wondering if they're going to have a job and all these kind of things. And even the way that we have this national security state that has been built up domestically and globally, where people's rights have been more and more taken away, it's like when you have weather incidents, rather than having it be a traditional rescue, it's almost like a militarized response to the weather. It's almost as if the people who control the governments of the world feel that they can appropriate a military response to the weather. And you know when that is happening, that basically that's like man trying to play God. So,
well, you know, even more, there was a book, it's called Katrina's Secret, and it goes into the Hurricane Katrina, and what really happened in New Orleans during the first 4 or 5, 6 days of the tragedies unfolded. It's written by Ray Nagin, who was the mayor at the time. And of course, people were coming from all over that area. They wanted to rescue the people there stranded in the hospitals, wanted to rescue the people stranded on the roofs of their buildings. And FEMA would not allow them in. As he points out in his book, there were adequate supplies. He had access to a helicopter. He'd go to the areas adjacent, massive amounts of supplies there, and FEMA refused to allow them in the city, refused to allow people with motorboats to come in to rescue the people off the roofs of the buildings. They wanted this. People died in the hospitals because they couldn't get help while FEMA was actively blocking help. And this was not accidental. They knew exactly what they were doing. And then they brought in their paid mercenaries, their Blackwater mercenaries, to disarm people and force them out of their homes. And there'd be no one to guard there. They said it could be looted. And the government intentionally precipitated this crisis. Do you try to get hold of Ray Nagin? If you know anybody in New Orleans, I would love to interview him. I've read his book. But, of course, every effort is made to block Ray, as far as I can see, from getting onto programs such as mine by people who understand what it's all about. That thing was totally unnecessary. I think it was sort of an experiment for the sort of things they're going to do to many of us in the weeks and months and years that lie ahead. Hang on, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, Bill, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
I just think that basically the wars are...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friends' interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
We're at war with the Muslim world. How it's going to line up, I don't know, but I know that we are turning Tunisia and Egypt and Libya and Syria over to the Muslim Brotherhood. We've already turned Turkey and Lebanon over to the Muslim Brotherhood. It's only a matter of time before the rest of those nations are united behind this radical Islamic movement, and there will be another great war. Perhaps this will be World War III, whether it'll be the Ezekiel 38-39 war, whether it'll be the Psalms war, whether it'll be war described in Isaiah, I don't know. But I do know that war is coming. We're doing everything we can to build up the best enemy American tax dollars can buy. And we'll arm them just exactly as we arm the Afghans and the people of Iraq with these IED devices that kills and maims so many of our soldiers. Those devices, incidentally, came from Minnesota. And you don't tell me it took 10 years before we figured out where they were coming from. Do you honestly believe they're building these sophisticated radioactive detonators, you know, sitting in the mud huts over there in Iraq? You would think somebody might be smart enough to figure that maybe they were coming from America, but now, of course, we're drawing down our forces there. Now we suddenly found where, of course, the detonators for the IED were coming from. They were coming from Minnesota. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us to expand our ministry. Incidentally, we did get a call just this evening from a woman in Georgia who has bought a radio station, and it's a 1,000-watt radio station in Georgia. She wants to put us on, and we need, of course, to expand. We need your help to be able to do it, and if you're in a position to help, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. You'll get our talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret and the syllabuses go with that. That you'll get our talk on Iraq, the untold story, and the syllabus that goes with that, because it covers not only the Iraq war, but all of the other unnecessary wars and how they've all been created, they've all been phony, how we financed the Germans both before and during World War II, how we financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who killed our boys over that 8 terrible, bloody, horrible years in Vietnam. a war we were never allowed to win. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, there are treasonous activities at the highest levels of our government, because the leaders of our government tie into the secret societies that tie into the occult forces that rule the world. And I'm talking about the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers. I'm talking about the Trilateral Commission. And if you've ever looked at their logo, it's three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We hope you'll get the information and you'll help us to get it out across America, that you'll tell other people about Radio Liberty, encourage them to listen, and they may very well start out thinking we're crazy, but if they'll listen for a while, eventually they'll be afraid we're not. And Sydney, this is how we're expanding our ministry all across the world. We have listeners in, I think, every major country in the Western world. So they give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Of course, you can listen to our programs there on the Internet and watch our videos and read our newsletters, all without charge. And then please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and for our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully very soon they're going to be the views of Gary Creep, who is to be our guest this next half hour or next hour. And, of course, he won't answer his telephone. I'm not certain what's going on. We got a notification just today that he would be available this evening. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have something you'd like to talk about, don't be bashful, because I have absolutely nothing to talk about. We'll keep trying to get this our guest on the program, But we'll give us a call. He apparently answered two times and then hung up. I really find it difficult to believe that happened. But under any circumstances, give us a call. If you're out there, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And he first two times, an individual, Gary Creep, had picked up the program and picked up the line and then hung up. The third time, he just put the answering machine on. I'm not sure what's going on. I'll ask Sydney, my producer, to try to reach him one more time. But after that, it's going to be open lines, and you're going to have to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the other day I was certainly doing a program and I shared with our listeners some of the things I'd been thinking about. And I remember many years ago, maybe it was 25 years ago, when, of course, I saw a program. It was a mini-series, and it was the life of Shirley MacLaine. It was called Out on a Limb. And it was the story of her religious conversion, but not to Christianity. Sydney Shirley MacLaine became part of this other dimension, the worship of the other God. And basically, of course, Shirley MacLaine, very confused young woman looking for a purpose in life. And takes a trip to South America, and she is introduced to this idea of the occult, and she can tap into this other dimension, and all she has to do is understand that she is God. And I shall never forget, and if you've ever seen this miniseries, here's Shirley in real life, standing on the beach, the wind whipping through her hair, her arms spread out to either side, screaming, "I am God. I am God. I am God." And because that's the message of Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret. And she had a DVD. She had a book, sold 5 million copies, something like that, featured time and again on Oprah Winfrey. And, of course, The Secret was... the secret that would bring you great wealth is that you are God. And then, of course, the gentleman who ran the sweat lodge down there, I think we thought New Mexico, Sedona, there in Arizona, I guess it was Sedona in Arizona. And he had all these people that got in the sweat lodge. A certain number of them died. But before they did that, he told them, "I am God." And then, of course, if you ever have read the book, The Lost Symbol by Dan Brown, and because there was this secret that was the basis of Masonry, and he was finally told what it was, "You are God." And basically that's the message of the serpent in the Garden of Eden, and that's what it's really all about. Well, right now let's go to Bob, who's calling us here from Michigan. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. Just wondered if I could have your permission once again to read something from the Bible.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay, I want to read two verses from the book of Revelation, and it's chapter 13, if anybody wants to turn in their Bible. And I will start at verse 16 and read to verse 18, three verses. It says, "Also it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked in the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast, or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, Dr. Stan, I became a Christian about 30 years ago, and at that time I worked in a grocery store, and I remember at that time the barcodes were just coming onto the products, and I remember showing some of my coworkers that if you took a close look at the barcodes, you'll notice that wherever there's a 6 above it and slightly to the left, it's two thin lines. So there'll be two thin lines at the beginning of the barcode, two thin lines in the middle, and two thin lines at the end. There's virtually 666 on every food product. That's the barcode. And, of course, that's just a scanner number to turn the computer off and on as it scans, or however they explain it. And so I just thought that was really interesting. We've been talking an awful lot about, fractional reserve banking and fiat currencies and, what our founding fathers gave us, a gold and silver-based monetary system that would be much more difficult to inflate and put us in as far as debt as we are, but, you know, do you think, Dr. Stan, that those scriptures, the 666, do you think we'll see a fulfillment of that prophecy in our lifetime?
Bob, I think we are seeing a fulfillment of that prophecy today. Basically, of course, they've had a fixation with this number 666. They use it over and over and over again. You'll see it in movies. You may see somebody will pass by a hotel, a room in a hotel, and the number on the door will be 666. Hold that thought for a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's going to be open line, so give us a call. We have Bob calling from Michigan, and he was simply reading from the Holy Scriptures, a section where it talks about how, of course, we would either buy or sell. Yes, we'd be known by the mark of the known by the number of our name, or and then, of course, it refers to this number, the number of a man, 666. And he was noting that the barcodes that came into the grocery stores many years ago had the 666 on them, and asked if this had any significance. And, of course, it has significance. They play games with our minds all the time. If you look at these, at the logo of the Trilateral Commission, it is a three curved arrows. You look very carefully, you can see that they're sixes, and they're joined together in the middle by an upside down broken cross. There are literally hundreds of examples where they use the 666. You can go to my website of RadioLiberty.com. We have a section on the emblems and the secret symbols, and they use the 666 over and over and over again. And then they laugh at the Christians because they just don't see it and they don't understand it. They've got some sort of a problem on your line that's chirping. Anything else you'd like to say, Bob, before we let you go?
Yeah, well, I will just say that there's another scripture in the Bible that says, speaking of laughing, them laughing at us, well, the Bible says that the Lord is laughing at them, and one day they will get their comeuppance.
I think that's the second Psalm, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it is.
Right. Why don't you look that up and read that for us? The second Psalm, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Do you have it there, Bob?
You have it.
All right. Don't you read that? Because I think it's basically, of course, we think that these people are so powerful. They are powerful. But we worship a God who's far more powerful. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, behind everything going on today are these powerful spiritual forces. And we must understand that. If I didn't understand that this is God's battle, I'd be frightened to death. Oh, give us the second Psalm there.
All right, I'm going to read the first five verses. That'll be enough. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury.
Well, I hope that he hurries up, but the Lord's on a timetable. They're on a timetable, and sometimes we wish it moved much more quickly, but he knows what he's doing, and all we can do is sit back and watch and wonder at what's going on.
I will close with two verses from Psalm 1.
All right. Before you do, though, let's go ahead and put our number out. We're going to be doing open lines because, for some reason, Mr. Creep, who is supposed to be with us, doesn't want to be with us tonight. Maybe who knows who we are? Who knows? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But go right ahead, Bob.
All right. Psalm 1, verse 1 and 2 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
And I think that's wonderful. We're really going to have to learn to be certainly more reliant upon the Lord. Certainly we think we're going to change this all. We should be involved. We should be doing our best. But in the final analysis, this is the battle. It's the Lord's.
Amen, Dr. Stan. I love you a lot. Pray for you all the time.
And thanks so much, Bob. God bless. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'm going to ask our producer to go to the second line there. Who do we have? But right now it looks like we have Gary Creep online. Hi, Gary. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for having me on your show. I apologize. I had some telephone problems on my end.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm glad that I didn't know you didn't want to be on with us. I said, gee, maybe Gary knows who we are. That's the reason he keeps hanging up on us. You go right ahead and tell us about your concern. I know you're very concerned about the things taking place today.
Well, concerned about a variety of issues going on. And in fact, you may not remember, but I've actually been on your radio show before.
So I know you have, and we look forward to having you. But why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself in case they don't know?
Well, I've been an attorney for over 35 years. I've been handling what I refer to as cause litigation the entire time. That means defending the constitutional rights of citizens of the United States. And I've been very busy the past couple of years because, unfortunately, Mr. Obama has been doing a number of things that violate the constitutional rights of people all across this country, both directly and indirectly through his minions in the state and local government. I mean, I could probably fill your show for several hours with stories of various things going on, but for the past, since November 2008, I've spent much of my time battling in court on the issue of whether Mr. Obama is even eligible to serve as president.
Yes, I was reading an article just today that mentioned, you know, I think it's really so fascinating that Mr. Obama has spent, I don't know, was it $95,000 of his campaign contributions or $950,000 of his campaign contributions defending himself against these charges. Well, how can he get off using his campaign contributions to try to put down the lawsuits that are suggesting that he's not eligible to be president? And yet, of course, they're going after Edwards because he used his campaign contributions, which he says were just gifts. They weren't even campaign contributions, trying to conceal the fact that he had an illicit love affair. I mean, basically, we seem to have a very, very selective forms of justice here.
Well, first of all, Dr. Monteith, according to some reports I've read, it's about $2.1 million in attorney's fees he has spent fighting the likes of me and Phil Burr and Mario Puzo and other people that have taken on this battle. Secondly, one of the interesting...
But of course, this is not his money. It's his campaign. How can his campaign pay for them?
Well, what I was trying to say was that shortly after the 2008 campaign, Senator McCain's campaign funding was audited by the FEC. Joe Biden's presidential campaign was audited and fined a substantial amount of money. Mr. Edwards' presidential campaign was audited, and he has wound up in substantial problems for what he did with a significant part of his money. But interestingly enough, the FEC, despite it being 3 years on now, has only just started its audit of the Obama campaign. In other words, they finished off all the audits of all the other presidential candidates about two to two and a half years ago. And they've only, within the past couple of months, started the audit of, and I'm saying started, the audit of Mr. Obama's campaign. So, obviously, if you're black and you're a Democrat and you're favored by the social elite, you're treated in a different way than if you're white, conservative, and Republican. If Mr. Obama, if it was George Bush we were talking about, the left would be screaming to high heaven about why the campaign hasn't been audited, why things haven't been investigated for his campaign finances, etc. But because it's Mr. Obama, not only won't the left talk about it, but the right rarely talks about it because so many of the commentators are afraid of being called racist. So many of them nowadays the so-called conservative commentators don't want to appear to be too non-mainstream. And then in this case, mainstream means liberal.
Okay, fine. Well, now, basically, what was the issue we were going to be talking about tonight?
Well,
Something about five wars, and go ahead.
Oh, yeah. There's that. I've got several things I could talk about. But we'll talk about that first. Here we have the gentleman who, barely being in office, won the Nobel Peace Prize. No one's ever really been able to explain the basis for that award. And many people speculated simply because he was the first non-white president of the United States.
Why would you be entitled to a Nobel Peace Prize because you were a non-white president? That certainly would be totally out of keeping, unless this Nobel Peace Prize has nothing to do with peace. It has everything to do with politics.
Well, you explained it to me. No one that I have talked to about this, who's looked into it, has been able to explain what qualified Mr. Obama for the Nobel Peace Prize. And if he was somehow qualified for it, here we have a man who has involved this now in military conflicts in four different countries recently, just this year. Now, he went into office saying that he's going to withdraw our troops from Iraq, and whether you agree with that or not, that was his campaign promise. And he has finally, almost at the end of his third year in office, finally starting to do something along those lines.
Well, that's because the elections are coming up next year, and I think basically they've killed an awful lot of people unnecessarily. This is all politics that has, why have we been staying in Iraq, and why are we in Afghanistan today? Nobody's ever explained to me why we need almost 500,000 men over there if we want to count the Afghan troops and the NATO troops, the American forces, and the contractors, almost 100,000 of them. Why do we need almost 500,000 people to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Well, that's a rhetorical question. I don't anticipate that you will answer that. Of course, it's all as phony as a $3 bill. Go right ahead.
Well, he went in. He's actually, as you pointed out, kind of indirectly, he's actually increased our troops in Afghanistan after saying that he wanted to bring all our troops.
Right.
Then we were spending a billion, according to one mainstream media newspaper report I saw, we were spending $1 billion a day in Libya.
Hold that thought. Our guest is Gary Creep. Go right ahead, Gary.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Be the President of the United States, and I'm sure these get into the fact that there's a very real question as to whether he was born in the United States, whether, of course, he gave up American citizenship when he went to Indonesia, or whether, of course, he applied to Occidental University and got aid as a foreign student, which meant, of course, he got aid for a foreign student, while he was a foreign national. And if he wasn't, then he lied on his application. So, well, there are so many things. And then, of course, he had journeyed to Pakistan at the time when you couldn't get in there with an American passport. So was he traveling on a British passport, which meant he was a citizen of Kenya? Was he traveling on an Indonesian passport, which means he was a citizen of Indonesia? Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, again, that's one of the, you've laid out the, in a nutshell, one of the major problems in effect, a constitutional crisis that we're undergoing, because Mr. Obama has spent, again, a reported $2.1 to $2.2 million in attorney's fees to fight the lawsuit, seeking only documentary evidence of where he was born. Now, on
how can he spend the money from his campaign contributions on that? He's not spending his own money. I would think that would be a serious criminal offense to take money from campaign contributions and then use it to defend yourself against charges that you had been lying to the public about your eligibility to run for the presidency.
Well, the problem is that in the FAC report, they don't detail what the money is actually spent on beyond saying it's for legal expenses.
Well, but you and I both know what it was for. And so does Barack Obama.
Of course. Okay. But again, as I mentioned previously, the problem is they have not done an audit. They've done absolutely zero investigation until just the past couple of months. They just finally started. Now, remember, he raised a record-setting of approximately $750 million. It's the largest amount of money ever raised for any sort of political campaign in the United States. It was double what John McCain raised.
And of course, he's got a lot of friends, very wealthy, wealthy friends at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase. He's got some of the wealthiest friends in the entire world because, of course, nobody has ever raised anything close to that at any time that I know of.
Yeah, and the problem is that even some of the liberal bloggers have said, and some of the liberal investigative reporters have said, there's at least $40 million in illegal campaign contributions that he took, and he's never disgorged, which is what is required under federal election law. If you accept an illegal campaign contribution, you are required to disgorge it or return it to the donor. And obviously, that hasn't happened. So that's another issue that we're looking into.
Why has the FEC never audited his campaign
First of all, I think that there's obvious reasons that, you know, our federal government is filled with a lot of liberal entrenched bureaucrats who don't like conservatives and who believe that Barack Obama walks on water, if you excuse the analogy.
I think if he tried it, he'd probably sink, but go ahead.
I'm sorry?
I think if he tried walking on water, he'd probably sink.
I think he would sink down to the bottom of the ocean. Right. That's, a, that's, an, that's another issue. But part of the reason is that Mr. Obama has declined to appoint FEC commissioners to fill the vacant post. They don't have a quorum in the FEC anymore. The since he has been elected, purportedly elected president, he has left a majority of the positions on the board of the Federal Elections Commission open. So they don't have the power beyond a certain level to do anything. They can't make any decisions because they don't even have a quorum to hold a meeting. I mean, and again, here's another thing that if this was a Republican president doing this, if this was Ronald Reagan or George Bush, the left would be going crazy. But they're not. And the right just lets Obama and Mr. Obama get away with it.
Why don't the leaders of the Republican Party speak out? Why don't the leaders of the Republican Party speak out on this issue? Well, I think that the fix is in. I think that they, I mean, basically, of course, Mr. Obama's got through some terrible legislation with the full help and support of the Republican leadership. Maybe this two-party system is as phony as a $3 bill. What we need, of course, is a real opposition. Fortunately, we do have the Tea Party. I think we have some good people there, but we need, of course, to get the truth out to the American people. The average individual has not heard before many of the things I'm hearing tonight. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Barry, go right ahead.
Dr. Montes. Anyway, so there's no way that the Federal Election Commission can take any real action against them. But as far as the Republicans, I think that the reason why the Republican leadership has not taken on the issue, particularly to boost the issue of eligibility, is that they've got one or more candidates.
Go ahead. You were saying they have one or more candidates who what? Gary, are you there? Gary, have we lost you again? Oh, I think we have. I'm going to ask our producer to call Gary to creep back again. We've lost Gary. And so thank you so much, Herman. And we'll see if we can get Gary back on the line. But Gary is saying that basically, of course, the Federal Election Committee has consistently refused to investigate Gary Creep's campaign contributions. They've examined everybody else, but not the president. And, of course, now there's a very, very serious question as to why the Republicans have not gone ahead and pursued this matter. But go right ahead, Gary.
But I think one of the main problems is that we've got the good old boy system. You've got entrenched politicians, professional politicians who've never really held a job outside of politics on both sides of the aisle. And they're protecting each other from too much damage because they've got, you know, the fix is in. You know, they talk about the senators being the old boys club. But there's very few U.S. senators, Tim DeMint, Mike Lee, there's Pat Toomey, who actually will take on the establishment. And in the House, there's even fewer, even though they have four times as many people. We've been trying to obtain a plaintiff to file a lawsuit over this super Congress.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Kerry Creep, and basically he's just saying that we have certainly a good old boys club in the Senate, and the Republicans will not take on the Democrats. The Democrats won't take on the Republicans. Everybody wants to look after everybody else, but nobody wants to look after, certainly, protecting the American people from gross negligence and I believe, actually, frank criminal activity by some of our political leaders. Well, Gary, before we go on, I'd like you to go ahead and get out your website and let people know how they can get in touch with your organization and how they can help you.
Well, first of all, people can pray for us. We have a case that's headed for the U.S. Supreme Court challenging Mr. Obama's eligibility. We have a couple cases we're involved with at the U.S. Supreme Court, so they can pray for the wisdom and the integrity and the honor of the justices, of all the judges and justices in the entire court system. Our website is www.usjf.net. Initials of our organization, United States Justice Foundation, www.usjf.net. And anybody who wants to contact me can contact me at usjf@usjf.net. Again, it's the initials of our organization, usjf@usjf.net.
Okay, we'll go right ahead.
Well, what's going on is again, there are good people in the House and the Senate, but most of the House and the Senate, and most of our federal government is run by people who are have an entrenched bureaucracy, and they don't want to upset the apple cart. Yes, they argue about whether we should have less or more spending. But their idea of less or more spending is, well, one party's not going to increase it. The Republicans won't increase spending as much as the Democrats, instead of real cuts. And the other way you're going to have real cuts in our federal government and the power it, and the power that it has over everyday lives is by a drastic wiping out of the IRS the tax code. Well, I don't claim to be, even though I've got a degree in economics, I'm not an economist, I'm not going to try to say whether a flat tax or a national sales tax or a 999 or a 20 or whatever it is, I'm not in a position where I don't think I'm intelligent enough or confident enough to get into those sorts of arguments. It's not my area of expertise. I'll leave that to people like Floyd Brown and you know, the money people that know all about that stuff.
Well, I will tell you, I'm not an economist either, but I will tell you that, you can't spend more than you're taking in without getting into real problems, and you can't do it year after year after year. And what if they were simply abided by the Constitution and did away with all these government agencies that are unconstitutional? We would not have the problems we have. But go right ahead.
Well, I agree with you 100% on that.
Okay, go ahead.
The problem is that, as the President Reagan pointed out, and as many conservative leaders have pointed out, once a federal government bureaucracy or any government bureaucracy is established, it never goes away. It just grows, because that's how the people in it gain more power, is by it's just growing and growing and growing, and its budget's growing and staff growing, et cetera. And the bureaucrats are not going to give up the power, and it has to be wrested away from them by people willing to take a stand. And unfortunately, most of our people in Congress are not willing to take such a stand, because they want the handouts of the lobbyists, and they want the handouts of special interest groups to keep staying in office. Very few of them are willing to term limit themselves. And those that do are honorable people. Whether you agree with their politics or their votes on particular issues, at least they're honoring what they think is doing the right thing by term limiting themselves rather than being permanent and professional politicians. But there's more problems going on in the country than just the ones that we've talked about so far. We've got this situation with the Department of Homeland Security. I don't know if you remember their right-wing extremism report from 2009 that came out. Well, they pulled it off the official record because of all the flack they took out of it, but it has not gone away. Right now we're funding a legal defense of a man in Connecticut who was arrested by a SWAT team who came in with guns pointing fingers on the trigger to arrest him because a neighbor brought a complaint that this man must be crazy because he was a Tea Party leader. He'd been setting up Tea Party protests across the Northeast for, starting in, back in 2008. And when the local police department checked on this man, they found out that the FBI had listed him as a domestic terrorist, even though he had no criminal record, no history of violence. So they sent out a SWAT team, took him into custody, now denied him his right to own a weapon in Connecticut. So we're, and at the hearing where they made his pronouncement, they refused to allow him to have the defense attorney. So, so much for due process and the constitutional rights. So we're funding his appeal of that decision in the Connecticut state courts.
Well, God bless you for what you're doing, Gary. It's so important that people, somebody's there to defend us against the all-powerful state, because, of course, nothing has changed. You go back and read the things that Cicero wrote back, you know, 2,300 years ago, talking about how the budget had to be balanced and how we had to limit the power of the bureaucracy, and we had to stop giving money to other nations, and we got exactly the same problems today, 2,300 years later. It's like deja vu all over again.
Well, that's true. Right now, one of the cases that, besides the, that's the People v. Reddy case, Walter Reddy in Connecticut, we're also involved in an appeal to the United States Supreme Court, involving the claim by the Obama administration that they have the right to place a GPS tracking device on the vehicle of any person that they deem might commit a crime in the future. You know, shades of the movie Minority Report. And they claim they have the unfettered right to do this without a search warrant, without a court order. They just decide that you or I might commit a crime, and they can track us using electronic track devices for months.
Well, I think that what we have to do is get the word out to the average individual. They're pretty people at the leadership of both political parties who want an all-powerful state. And they're using this phony threat of terrorism as a justification to expand their control over our lives. And basically, this thing was all planned out. I can show you articles that were written 5 years before the 911 attack, who talked about the long lines getting into the airports and the long lines getting into federal buildings, and how, of course, because of the terrorist threat. And this is 5 years before the 911 attack. We're going to have to restrict the freedom of the American people. They're using this. If there was really a terrorist threat, we would have had a number of terrorist attacks in the United States, not contrived by the FBI and funded by the FBI and financed and encouraged by the FBI, but real honest-to-goodness terrorist attacks. I'm glad we haven't had them. But the wide-open border and no way to keep people from coming in with explosives, we've not had one major terrorist attack here in the United States other than this crazy army major down there at Fort Hood, and they knew he was going to commit acts of violence, and they did nothing to stop him. But you go ahead.
Well, I have to disagree with you there, because I think that there have been a number of, based upon people that I know, friends that I have that worked in law enforcement, I believe there have been a number of unsuccessful attempts at terrorism that have been thwarted by the individual efforts.
Can you list some of the legitimate ones, not those where the FBI had set the whole thing up, not where they had informants going out and basically, and how would they even know if there was an independent terrorist here, you know, unless, of course, they had this terrorist movement thoroughly infiltrated?
Well, unfortunately, I can't talk about it because of attorney-client privilege.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to play games with you, Dr. Monteith. I'm just saying that I have had access to information about some terrorist activities that were thwarted by law enforcement, sometimes as a result of a comedy of errors more than anything else, but of several potential serious threats that were thwarted by law enforcement. But other than that, I really can't say anything about it, or I could be in serious trouble by violating the attorney-client privilege.
All right, well, go ahead.
But to me, this GPS tracking device issue, that's just, I mean, talk about end times and the mark of the beast and all that. I mean, that's getting really scary when they're following us in, you know, shades right out of George Orwell's 1984. But there are so many things going on these days, and, you know, this Occupy movement, which is being supported and fomented by Mr. Obama and his allies. There's the going after decent politicians that are trying to do good for the country, like the attempted recall in Arizona of State Senator Russell Pierce, the author of SB 1070, the hard anti-legal alien legislation that the Obama administration sued over. I mean, we have the bizarre situation of the federal government suing states because states are trying to enforce federal law, which the federal government refuses to do. It just numbs the mind. If Ronald Reagan or George Bush's relative had been arrested and said, "Well, I'm going to call the White House and, you know, have my nephew or my uncle or whoever get me out," the media would be all over it, crying out foul of all sorts of things. But it happens to Mr. Obama, and nothing is said. The media just disobeys it. And I think part of it is because the left is so enamored with Mr. Obama that they don't want to say anything bad about him. And from the conservative side, I think just many of our conservative brethren are so afraid of being called racist that they don't want to take on Mr. Obama beyond a certain point.
All right, fine. Well, so what's the solution?
Well, part of the solution is making sure that somebody else is elected next year. Part of the solution is you know, prayer support, financial support for groups like the United States Justice Foundation who are willing to take on Mr. Obama, no matter how chicken most of our people are. I want to mention, getting back to the cowardice of Congress, I want to get back to one point. We have this so-called super Congress now, which is strictly unconstitutional. There's a U.S. Supreme Court decision saying that Congress cannot delegate its powers to other entities. And so I and several constitutional law attorneys, played a minor role, but helped to fund it. We've prepared a lawsuit to challenge this. We've been going to members of Congress, ones that you would think would jump on this as to challenge these unconstitutional actions, not only of Mr. Obama and the Democrats controlling the Senate, but also the Republicans controlling the House of Representatives. And none of them will touch it. So far, I've personally talked to senior aides of two members of Congress that you would think would jump right on this issue because of their reputation. Nope, they're not interested. It's just, again, and that's why it just angers me as someone who's been I've never run for political office. I've just been a volunteer. I've been active since 1964, and I've been handling conservative and Christian legal matters since 1975. And to see these people that we elect unwilling to defend the Constitution because they're afraid somehow their power might be diminished or they might be looked down upon by their peers or they might not get their plum committee assignments between the plum committee assignments. They get more campaign contributions so they could get reelected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's sad. I mean, we're still hoping, and I'm not mentioning any names because we're still hoping some of these members of Congress will find spines and will take this on. But I have to tell you, it's very disheartening to talk to some of these people and they just don't want to get involved. And it's their country too. It's not like we're talking about some other country. It's their power and the votes of their constituents that are being affected by all these shenanigans of Mr. Obama and the Republican and Democratic Party leaders.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I share your concern. I Do you have any comment on who you think would be a good presidential candidate for next year, or are you going to sit on the sidelines and perhaps feel it would be inappropriate for you to comment on the best Republican candidate?
Well, as an individual, I can't say anything as the head of head of a nonprofit organization. But as an individual, I can say that I have absolutely no use for Mr. Romney. I don't think he can be trusted. He's taken both sides of so many issues. He's been for abortion against it. He's been for homosexual rights and against it. He's been for same-sex marriage and against it. You name it. He's been for higher taxes and against them. He's been for government intrusion into our extended intrusion into our private lives through Romney Care. Now he's against Obamacare, and they're essentially the same thing. I don't think he can be trusted, so I have no interest in voting for him. I was hopeful that Sarah Palin might turn out to be a good candidate, but she has declined to run. I was very hopeful that Michelle Bachmann would be a great candidate, and I think she's got great views, and I think she's a wonderful person, and a good friend of mine has been a very close friend of hers for about 10 years. And he says wonderful things about her because he's known her for that long on a personal level. And so but she has faded in the polls, going nowhere. Rick Santorum, he was a rock solid conservative, and then he supported Arlen Specter against Pat Toomey a couple of years ago before Specter turned back to being a Democrat. Specter was a Democrat, turned Republican, turned Democrat again. Pat Toomey got into the U.S. Senate anyway, but as far as I'm concerned, when Santorum turned his back on his principles to support Arlen Specter, the Republican primary for U.S. Senate a few years ago, that was enough for me. Newt Gingrich says all the right things, and he's extremely intelligent, but he's part of the old politics, and I think he carries too much baggage. Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, he's pro-homosexual rights, he's pro-abortion, and I want nothing to do with him. Mr. Huntsman, he's just Romney-like, from what I can tell. And he has supported, as I understand it, same-sex marriage, and supported other issues that I'm not happy with. The one that I'm personally supporting, again, it's just my personal comment, is Herman Cain. I don't expect myself ever to agree with every position of every candidate, and Herman's made some statements recently, but that's who I'm supporting.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Well, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, Gary. Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on your show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Now, I have to tell you, we are not 501c3. We are not tax deductible because we want to be able to tell you the truth. And if we were a 501c3, we could not tell you the truth on so many of these issues. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8900.